Improved marketing strategies require adequate information. It would become difficult for the business owners to calculate their growth if they do not keep an eye on how their tactics perform. Make your way out of your competitors by incorporating precise advertising approaches and taking advancing actions. And the same goes for social networking sites as well. As a business owner, you need to keep things genuine and transparent with your audience. It is necessary to showcase to your followers that they must believe in the business you run and the products and services you sell. But some companies indeed try to showcase their best on these platforms through appealing and engaging posts. On the other hand, some businesses that are not that active still share some glimpses of their products and services on social media. But business owners today have certainly understood the importance and power of these social networking sites. Whether you believe it or not, your potential customers are on social media. And it is more comfortable for you to find your target audience following the same niche on the site. Hence, you have to reach your followers through some unique and traffic-generating content. Again, it is true that all social media metrics will not work for your business. The reason behind this is some topics maintain a trend for a specific time. Hence, the need of the hour is to watch out for the progress of all the strategies you incorporate. You also have to look at the return on investment of your social media metrics. Identify all the good and bad for your business and keep proceeding. If you do not follow up on these, you might be assuming that your metrics are performing well. It gets considered significant to calculate the return on investment on all your marketing strategies. Hence, you can take corrective measures and indulge in making more intelligent conclusions further. Social media metrics. We said that we are going to check out the top social media metrics. Yes, you have landed on the right page, but remember all the tactics might not work for you. You need to understand your business, the niche you follow, and, most importantly, your presence on social media. Figure out what your audience wishes to see and how you can fulfill their requirements. When a business is on social media, it sets specific goals. It usually includes having more engagement on their posts, having better brand recognition, and significantly converting your target audience into your potential customers. It does not get limited to these only. You can have some other objectives altogether. But in the end, what matters is checking out if your social media metrics pay off positively. Point 1. Followers on social networking sites. Every business owner wishes to have a good number of followers on their social media profile. It is indeed genuine because, in most cases, your brand recognition depends on how many users are following your content. But as we said, sometimes, not always. Yes, there are instances where all that matters will be your audience engagement. All your social media metrics will go a little off track if you have a good bunch of followers but less traffic on your posts. So if you are willing to stand out from your competitors, focus on both aspects. But initially, you may not acquire many followers on your profile, but gradually when you get to know the users, you can connect with them. Again, if you have multiple social media profiles, it will be pretty beneficial for you. For example, if you have a reliable bunch of followers on Instagram and not much on Twitter, you have an immeasurable opportunity to balance both. The followers on Instagram must have seen your efforts on the platforms. Hence they will not hesitate to encourage you on other social networking sites as well. Point 2. Increase in followers. Keep track of the growth of your followers. The reason is you need to check if you are increasing your follower count every single day or losing up some. If your business requires having a good number of followers, you require to concentrate on its growth. Put a lot of energy and commitment into your activities on social media. Undoubtedly, you can acquire more followers. Monitoring the increase in the number of your followers is pretty comfortable. You can maintain a spreadsheet and keep updating it manually after a specific interval. You can also look up some management tools to handle your activities better. Point 3. Social media advertising. Do it better with Power Ad Spy. Power Ad Spy is an advertising intelligence tool that can help you advertise in a more enhanced way. Search for ads on different platforms by entering the niche and keyword in the search box. You can filter the ads that fit into your business. Hence it shows you a list of advertisements from your competitors. So, you can check what type of ads create the most engagement and appealing content. You can also bookmark these ads and interact with them later. For social media influencers, this social media metric is beneficial for the brands that are new to social media. Social media influencers have a large community of users following their content. The reason is they follow a particular niche and create content related to that. Hence, if you wish to indulge some influencers marketing your products, it will be advantageous. As they already have a good audience network, they will not advertise something that is not true. Hence, the followers will perceive your brand as valuable and might get interested in checking it out. It will also increase your brand recognition, leading to more users coming your way. Closing lines: all that matters are the objectives of your business. We have mentioned some of the top social media metrics that might come in handy while strategizing your business. But a few might work for your niche. And we hope that should be enough to prove your return on investment. The whole point of this blog is to help you recognize the social media metrics that work well for your brand. It must increase your brand recognition and invite more users to follow your content. I hope the article helped you know about social media metrics. Is there something that we can incorporate? Please drop your thoughts in the comments below. I would love to hear from you.